This is the Wonder Life Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Ritter. Each week, I interview game changers, thought leaders, and functional health and wellness experts to inspire us to light up our lives so we can go out and light up this world. You may follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wonder Health, and that is Wonder with a U.
This is Bryn from Wonder, and I want to take a moment to shout out a couple of our amazing sponsors for the Wonder Life Wellness and Beauty Expo happening on April 6th at the Fort Collins Lincoln Center. At the expo, we will be joined by the Biomat, which is an amethyst crystal heating pad that emits far infrared rays and produces negative ions. The Biomat has 8 different heat settings, each providing a unique therapeutic value. The Biomat also has many healing benefits and is used for pain, stress relief, relief from headaches and insomnia, and it increases circulation and decreases inflammation. The Biomat boosts the immune system and detoxifies the body. The mat is deeply relaxing and can be used for individuals with fibromyalgia, cancer, Lyme disease, sciatica, back pain, arthritis, joint pain, and for compromised immune systems. The Biomat is also popular for athletes, helping with quicker recovery from injuries and surgeries. The warm and gentle heat from the mat can put you in a state of profound relaxation. At the expo, we will also be joined by Pure Drip. At Pure Drip IV Health and Wellness, the key word is always bioavailability. Bioavailability is the ability for certain nutrients to be utilized by your body. With IV therapy, the bioavailability of nutrients is incredibly higher than taking oral supplements, and the results will make you feel great. Pure Drip's Gut Health IV was designed specifically to enhance the proper function of the intestinal tract by adding elements like zinc to reduce intestinal permeability, antioxidants like vitamin C and glutathione to reduce inflammation, and B-complex vitamins to help convert our food into fuel. Come and give this IV cocktail a try at the Wonder Life Wellness and Beauty Expo. And don't forget that the Wonder Life Wellness and Beauty Expo is free if you pre-register. Otherwise, it's $15 at the door.
This week on the Wonder Life Podcast, I interviewed Janelle Devlin with My Gut Brain Access and Amari Global. She and I get deep about what is going on with the mental wellness in our country and what we can do about it. If you're interested in seeing Janelle, she will be at the Wonder Life Wellness and Beauty Expo on April the 6th at the Gut Check Summit. So check her out and her amazing journey with Amari Global. Thank you, and please enjoy the show. So, Janelle, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for being with me today.
And I've been so excited. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited because you are really in this sweet spot with the work that you're doing to help really uncover what's going on with mental wellness. And mental imbalance in the world and how we can amplify people's health. So can you, why are you involved with this movement around mental wellness?
Well, you know, for me, my background's in nursing. So I have my bachelor's from UNC here in Colorado. And I really went into nursing to want to help people, you know, to want to help them be well, so they could experience more life, more quality of life. And although that was a wonderful season, I have about 13 years that I worked as a nurse full time. But why I'm doing this now, it was really, as many of us could probably attest, life situations, family members, friends going through hard things. And just realizing the impact and the ripple effect it can have on a person, on their family, on society, when we're not well, mentally, you know. And I think, again, coming from the nursing background, thinking back even like high school, you know, psychology, we can hear mental health and we can just think of the more extreme cases, right? We can think of the diagnoses. We can think of the visits to the psychiatrist and the Chase Lounge. You know, we have this image, and I'm guilty of sometimes of thinking of that when we think of the words mental health. But we really are at this place in time right now that's been so exciting because we're starting to see again that if we're not well mentally, if we don't feel like we can handle the stress in our lives, if we're experiencing feelings of depression, anxiety, if we're not well, how does that impact our lives, our daily lives? So I guess to answer your question, it really was a journey of taking my journey from being a nurse, then transitioning into more the natural holistic approaches to wellness, which I had done really alongside nursing for many years. And then just realizing there is such a need. And it just so happened that this passion rising up inside of me was at the same time that we were introduced to this whole gut-brain connection, like when it was really coming out in science, you know, in the last 2 years. And so my husband Andrew and I just knew in that moment, it took some time, it was a lot of emotions. We ended up kind of leaving a business we had built for 14 years to be able to jump in fully for this area of mental wellness, to really be able to optimize our body and our mind. And so that's why we're here today. You know, it really is a passion project. You'll hear kind of a lot of us talk about that a lot, but it's a real passion project because we know the impact that it makes, again, on a family and on all of society and in ourselves and how we're showing up if we're well in our heads.
Why do you think we are experiencing so much mental imbalance, or do you think it's been here for a long time and now we're just so much more plugged in because of our technology? And so now we're able to see everything. Like, what do you think's happening globally? Or maybe it's not global. Maybe it's just our sweet America where we are, you know, seeing a lot of imbalance.
Right, right. Well, no, and you're right. Because Andrea, it is globally. I mean, we know that right now 350 million people globally are affected by depression. And of that 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain, 80 million have had a mental health challenge, you know, will have a mental health challenge this year. That's 1 in 4 Americans. But yes, globally, when we look at that and we say, what has shifted? And that's a good thing. That's a good thing to ponder. Has it always been there? And now we're aware. Or is it this a change in our world over the last half a century or so? And, you know, I think it's, of course, I mean, a combination, but really, truly, we know that we are in a fast-paced society, right? We were over in Spain, over in Europe this summer, seeing my husband's family and did some really, really meaningful trips over there. And it was pretty eye-opening and a little bit humbling, just to hear of other cultures' opinions of Americans, right? I know that I know you've traveled, but to think that so many people are looking at us as, oh my gosh, you Americans cannot sit still. You're go, go, go. And I do think that is a big part of why we are experiencing this. And as we know in this area of the gut-brain connection, we know that as we have stress and things that are going on in our minds, even if it's a positive stress, business is booming, things are happening, I have family life, I'm juggling, and it's this kind of 24/7 chronic stress. Again, can be positive and negative mixed in there, but we're always on, right? So what we know about what is happening between the gut and the brain during these times of high stress kind of brings the pieces together. Our stomach can start acting up if we don't have the proper bacteria strains present in our digestive system. We simply cannot handle stress to that level. We simply cannot bounce back, perhaps from having to go on an antibiotic or different things that are in our water system. So, yeah, I think it definitely is an environmental aspect as well as just culturally narrowing it down to Americans that we do tend to have a higher incidence of a lot of these mental health challenges, along with, I'm pretty sure we lead the world as far as gut issues as well, right? IBS, a lot of big question marks in that area.
Yeah, you know, I guess it feels to me like you've answered the question. You know, I mean, I'm sure like in acute times of war or destruction or
fear
or whatever, like we probably have seen this level of stress and some mental imbalance. But hey, there's more people on the planet now than ever. And I mean, what you're saying is we're so chronically, we're in a state of stress, even if it's good stress, that really, if not taken care of, can lead to prolonged mental imbalance. Like we all have a mood swing. We can all be up and down, right?
Yeah, totally.
But really when it comes down to it, it's like, if I'm in a state of stress for X amount of days, months, weeks, years, and that takes its toll on me. And then I might move myself into a chronic situation.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I know that you had Dr. Sean Talbot on your podcast last month, and that was so good. So for those of your listeners who have listened, this might kind of connect some more dots. And if they haven't, I would encourage them to listen because he goes deeper. You know, he's the genius here. I mean, I will, you know, I love sharing my insight on all of this, but he speaks to that as well. I mean, I really think that you're right. It says things are happening in our gut. They're happening in our brain. You know, we can't be having things happening in one without the other. And that is where this new kind of global revolution of understanding that it is connected. And this is why I think whether we're working with the busy, you know, stay-at-home parent or the busy CEO, whoever we're working with, no matter the age, we're just finding that people are feeling that they just have very few days that they feel that they're 100%.
Yeah.
And I guess I have been surprised. You know, I think we tend to think maybe it's just me, you know, maybe that's just Janelle. This is just how I am. But the more I talk to people and hear their stories and what are they really feeling? Why is it that we're feeling like maybe we're not doing enough and having this stress, where is that coming from? And so many just feel like they're just have, you know, a handful of days out of the month that they're completely in the zone and that they're feeling that brain fog and they're experiencing that. And it's frustrating, right? They're wanting to be able to know if there's natural ways we can go about it. And then when it gets down to it, they usually say, and my digestion has kind of been a wreck. And you go, aha, okay. Then we can kind of work with this and start understanding how when we address one, we're going to positively impact the other. And that has been so fulfilling. Really, for me personally, it's been so fulfilling to feel like, yes, I am mom, I am wife, I love those roles that I hold, but I love feeling that I am helping someone and groups of people to be able to have more of that quality of life, that they feel like things are just working so much more efficiently and working in sync. So that really is it, to realize that normal does not have to be normal for us.
I love that. I mean, it really honestly is that simple. It's so it really is that simple. Our mental well-being starts in our gut. So you are working with this amazing organization, Amare Global, and truly the product lines are, it's revolutionary. Mm-hmm. It truly is, because no one else has created this, or to my knowledge. Right. And so really for the lay people out here, all of us, what's the approach? Like what's the thought process around, you know, getting the gut straight and then it works its way around the rest of the body?
Yeah. So this whole area of gut brain connection, and you and I both know gut, you know, the word gut has been out there, especially over this last year, has been a very used word, right? We're using it in a lot of different areas. And there's some companies that are doing fantastic things with brain and working on focus and attention and that sort of thing. But we really came together for multiple reasons here, but especially because no one was doing the gut, brain, and the connection in between, which is also called the axis. When you hear gut, brain, axis being that connection in between. So really what we're finding is that most people living in this state of burnout in one way, shape, or form, and if you see even on our website, you'll see what we call our mental wellness continuum, and taking it from that place of burnout, which is, you know, just feeling like you don't have much more to give. The opposite of that is vigor, and vigor really is where I think we really set ourselves a part here, and I'll tie this into the gut-brain connection, but it's really defined as like this three-tiered mood state, which is characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being. So if someone has this label of burnout, whether it's like adrenal fatigue, chronic fatigue, you know, just being exhausted, and that just, or that mental overwhelm, not having that spark, then it's just, it's really just being able to bring someone to the other side of that scale, kind of bringing them over to that state of vigor. And so what we're finding is as we address the gut bacteria, so we know that we have trillions of bacteria in our gut, in our digestive system, that if it were to all be laid out, it would actually be the size of a basketball court, which is wild to think about when you hear some of these numbers. Yeah, right? You hear about, you know, as many stars in the Milky Way, comparing that to the trillions of bacteria in our gut. It really is eye-opening. And this is where it was a big shift for me, Andrea, because for about 4 or 5 years, I worked with some of the gastroenterologists, the GI docs, as a nurse. So people are coming in, they're getting colonoscopies, they're having just some scopes done. They want to know what's going on in my body. Somewhere in the digestive system, there was a lack of harmony. There was pain. There was things not you know, moving. I'm trying to figure that out. And so what we knew, this is even just in the last, even 10 years ago, it was, hey, get on a good probiotic. Now that'd be more maybe the natural approach, maybe not always the pharmaceutical approach, but what we knew was just get on a good probiotic. And now we know that saying the word probiotic is like saying mammal. Okay, which species, which, right, you know, which kingdom, phylum, domain, like which, like let's narrow it down, which. We know there are just so many different strains of these good bacteria, and that each strain actually has a job to do. So yes, you can get on a good quality, quote, you know, probiotic. But if you look and see what strain that is, you might say acidophilus, or some of the most common ones, you know, bifidus. If you're experiencing constipation, you don't want to take the probiotic that's going to help more with diarrhea, or vice versa. So each strain has a specific job. And so what we know with this, the latest science today, is that our two brains talk to each other. We say our gut is like our second brain. If you were to weigh all of this good bacteria and everything in our gut, it would be about the same weight as our human brain. So our two brains, the brain in our head, the brain in our gut, talk to each other through a complex network of nerves, cells, biochemicals, which is what we call this gut-brain axis. And so it includes the 100 trillion bacteria that live in there. And you also will hear the word microbiome for many of you that have heard that word floating around. That's what that means, the microbiome. And so we're really looking to get the right strains in our microbiome so they can go to work. And we know there are specific strains. For instance, there's a specific strain, L. erasmusnosus, which is the one that reduces stress and cortisol exposure. There is one, the Lactobacillus helveticus, that minimizes inflammation in the nerves and increases serotonin. And so it's about getting all of the specific bacteria, the strain-specific bacteria, where it should be down in our gut so it can do its job to communicate to the brain. And so when it comes to feelings of depression, anxiety, how we're handling stress, it's a real shift for us to start thinking about going to the gut. Because up until now, we've always thought about the brain. We've thought about antidepressants. We've thought about, you know, things that are going to help with our sleep. We know that most Americans right now are really in this place of feeling like, okay, they're wanting to feel better. And so they're reaching for things that kind of characterize that state of burnout that they're in. I mean, they can feel like, I just need that quick fix, that frappuccino, whatever, the sugar, the energy drinks. And that so many people are asking, why can't I be in a happy mood during the day and relaxed at night? Is that too much to ask, right? It's like, how come I'm exhausted during the day and like totally fatigued, and then I'm restless at night? And not everyone might raise their hand to that.
I feel like I am having that same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question. And why?
Yeah. And so really that is just things kind of being out of balance in our gut. That being said, it can take some time to build those connections up strong. And so sometimes that can be, you know, we tend to think sometimes that melatonin, for instance, well, it's a natural sleep aid. Now, I'm not an MD. You can search this out on your own, but taking melatonin as a supplement does have some definite downsides, and it's really not truly going to be in that category of a natural approach. We really want our body to make its own melatonin so you have deep and restful sleep.
Yeah.
But how do we do that? There are strain-specific bacteria that, when in place down there, and again, this is not just adding a secret Amazonian herb to your regimen during the day. We're just going to get the right things into your gut that are going to be balanced out. So for instance, our sleep product helps the body, and it's just called Sleep, Sleep Plus, and it helps the body to make its own melatonin because it's going to get all the strain-specific bacteria that has to do with getting your body not only into REM sleep where the body can recover, but into deep sleep where your brain and your mental state can recover. And as you and I both know, when we have good sleep, it's a whole new world, right? It is a whole new world to wake up rested. So the other half of this, as we're talking about during the day, feeling that mental fatigue, that's when we want to get some of those strain-specific bacteria in that are going to help the body make its own serotonin and make its own these neurotransmitters that help with drive, for instance, dopamine. So when we talk about neurotransmitters, again, we're thinking about the messages that are being sent to say, hey, we need, like, to get that drive. Dopamine, get you that drive, right? Serotonin is that happy hormone, that happy neurotransmitter that's going to help you feel positive and feel like you're, you know, you got a sunny forecast ahead and that things aren't just doom and gloom. And so really, I think it can be a mixture. You know, we can be taking great things, eating good food, and then there's a lifestyle piece, right? So a big thing that we're working on right now is our, at MRA Global, is our platform. And so we're really bringing in to that. Right now, we can take a mental wellness assessment on our site. It's free and it's really fantastic. It really gives you some great resources. And so that's something that specifically can kind of look at what is your stress level like and offer some suggestions in that area. But with our platform, that'll be more of like the technology side. That's going to bring in and get even more specific with, okay, Andrea, you are a on fire businesswoman. You are juggling so many things. Okay. And you told us this about your fitness and this about your sleep and this about, you know, the personal goals you have for yourself. Da-da-ding. Here's what we have as a suggested routine for you.
That's it.
We want you to tap into your, before you go to bed every night, we want you to do this 10-minute yoga. You kind of log. So we're going to be having things that are very integrative. We're never going to say, hey, take this, swallow this, and your life will change, right? But it's integrating. So we're all about integrating the lifestyle to these very specific and strain-specific bacteria that need to be protected. You can't just be taking any old thing and expect it's going to get to the right place in your gut or in your digestive system. But getting the right things in there, and so I'm saying, you know, matching that with some of the self-care things that I know that you talk about and a lot of the other professionals that you've already interviewed on your podcast. But if I had to narrow it down, I would say getting the microbiome just flourish with more of those bacteria that are going to send those signals of drive, of optimism, of mental energy and clarity, and to help promote really restful sleep so that everything is optimized.
Isn't it amazing how sleep, it's like, if you're off with your sleep, like, yeah, it's a real interesting day.
Oh yeah.
With three people today talking about their sleep. My dog woke up because he had a little belly issue last night. God bless him for not doing that. Yes. It's great.
Oh yeah.
But like waking me up in the middle of the night, you know, and I was like, oh my God, like I've got to be able to sleep. And you know, and so you get the whole thing. And it's so interesting. I mean, I had a great day, but it's also like mentally, you know, what my performance level is.
Right.
It's totally tied to that piece. It's fascinating. You know, the fact that you have broken down the strains of bacteria that we need in our gut based upon various things. I've been taking probiotics for years.
Yes.
I have never heard this, that you would take a certain thing to do a certain thing. Like this is a game changer. I mean,
yes.
If we were all educated about the types of things that we should be putting in our body from that perspective, it would totally change the way we feel in our bodies. So like a lot of us are probably buying probiotics that aren't necessarily serving our need. We're just trying to get that in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Good point. We sometimes just think, and really how I was previous to joining Amari as a wellness partner, it really was a, kind of a founding wellness partner. We launched last January of 2018. And I was in that same boat where I would just tell people, you need a really good probiotic. Hey, here's a really good probiotic for you. And now we know, just like you said, we don't just need the probiotic or a probiotic. We need to get specific. What do we want it to do? What's our goal in taking this? And there's two other aspects of this. We want to have the good prebiotic or the food that's going to help it to flourish and grow. And we also want the phytobiotic. And that name, most people can probably, maybe it is ringing some bells, but phyto, meaning coming from plants, but also protective. We want the phytobiotics that are going to help to protect those bacteria to get them to do their job, getting them to the place they need to be. So it really is this trifecta, the strain-specific bacteria, the food that's going to help it to flourish. Because if you just take a probiotic without the matching prebiotic, it can only go so far. It's certainly not going to be making big impacts in the gut-brain axis connection. And then the phytobiotic, again, you can have a good prebiotic, even a good probiotic, but if you don't have the phytobiotics, and the phytobiotics in nature are going to be those from really bright berries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, a lot of these bright things that we're finding, you know, that are in nature. And those, a lot of those protective components that come in. So it really works together that way. And yeah, you're right. It really is a game changer. For one, the past 14 years previous to me jumping in completely skeptical of trying the Amari Global products, I thought, I've kind of been in this world for a little while. I'm feeling like I have decent knowledge. And I went from taking handfuls of vitamins to really not taking many vitamins. And I'm taking my probiotics, my prebiotics, I'm taking my Amari supplements, my Amari plan, taking way less every day, but I'm feeling so much better. My husband wrote down a couple things I'm going to share with you as well from the men's perspective. But it's from both of us to be taking less, but feel like our body is working so much more efficiently and our sleep is better and our energy. It really has been a testimony just to what science is showing now. And I was going to mention to you, I'm not sure if you've been down to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science recently, but they have a digestive in kind of their health and wellness section. They have a whole human digestive system, you know, the real thing. And it's showing what we know now with science in different parts of the digestive system and what the job is of these different organs. So I'm thinking, oh, I worked in this area for a while, feeling pretty good. And we were at the museum and we just started learning about what Amari Global was doing and like this kind of shift of really, I don't have to take handfuls of vitamins. My intestines will do the job of making some of these things. You know, my mind was blown. And we were down there and sure enough, it comes down to the part of the large intestine and it says large intestine. Science now shows that if we have the right strain-specific bacteria present in the large intestine, that our large intestine will make many of the B vitamins, will make many of the nutrients that we need if the good bacteria is in place. And that is why at last year at your Functional Health Summit, I loved that this message was just totally edifying in so many ways, all the different speakers last year. And they're all, this is a common thread, was so powerful. And I loved that when one of the nutritionists was speaking, saying, hey, when someone comes into us, or one of the functional doctors, I'm sorry, when someone comes into us with a B deficiency, we no longer say, we need, you know, you got to be on some high dose vitamin B complex. We're no longer saying, okay, we need a vitamin B infusion, generally speaking, right? Generally speaking, when someone's coming in with a fatigue, B vitamin deficiency, we're looking at the gut. And again, for me, as a mom of good amount of kids, I have four kids, and especially in their younger years, I thought, if I don't take these B vitamins, how am I going to get through the day? My digestive system was not good. I had to be gluten-free and dairy-free for 12 years. And I just kind of had learned to live with that. Had handfuls of vitamins, a lot of food sensitivities. And about 4 months into making a shift, taking less of the vitamins, just doing my Amari Fundamentals pack, taking some extra mood, taking the sleep. And about 4 months in, my husband and I were on vacation and I said, oh my gosh, you know, my stomach's been feeling really good. I mean, I feel like when I go to bed, it's the same as when I wake up in the morning. And for me, that's a whole new world. That was a big deal. And So we went out to eat. I said, I'm going to have some naan bread at our Indian restaurant. Tolerated it fine. Long story short, I really truly don't have any of my food sensitivities anymore, which is, I understand, like a big statement, because I've spent the thousands and thousands at natural doctors and gotten somewhere, definitely moved forward with my health over the years. But never was able to really have gluten without having an effect, or have dairy, a decent amount of lactose, without having a rash in my body. And so it's now been actually exactly a year that I've been able to tolerate gluten and tolerate dairy. And so, although I'm so careful, I mean, I feel like it's not the largest part of my diet, but I mean, my family kraut burgers tonight, we made some really good kraut burgers with grass-fed beef and sauerkraut, just like a little German part of me was crying out for kraut burgers. The kids love it. And I had one and I just thought, oh, I mean, a gluten-free version could be good, but there was just something about having that with real bread. And before, I was not able to ever partake because I would pay for it tenfold. So that's just something I wanted to share, is it really is how cool that as I was wanting to address what we call the stress resilience. You know, we've adopted two of our four kids. We definitely had a season when they were first with us when I thought, what did I sign up for? I'm crazy. And then we're, you know, we're homeschooling. I'm like, gosh. And my stress resilience was not good prior to jumping into this area of gut brain. And how cool that in wanting to address that, it was this aha moment on vacation of, hey, my digestive system feels awesome. I've never been more regular. I mean, you know, as working in the area, I would say nothing's taboo talking with me. You know, we can talk about bowel movements if you want to. We talk about
food all the time. It's very important.
It is important. It is. But to feel, and we also know that if anyone even that's listening today and is struggling with an area of digestion, we know how much it can rule our lives.
Yeah. It really does. Whether you're running to the bathroom, whether you can't go to the bathroom, whether you're concerned about the bathroom, whether you have gas after you, I mean, it is a full-time job to manage yourself if you're out of balance. But what's so amazing is that, you know, there is this revolutionary line. It's not even like about a line of products. It's a revolutionary line of thinking. And mm-hmm. these brilliant people have come together to create something to help people truly find their balance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to say, like, certainly this is not an infomercial for Amari. However, the reality is that it really does work. I mean, I've been on it for, I don't know, maybe 6 months maybe. And I have felt certainly a shift within a month. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I have some other things going on. And I need to get rid of those things that are in my body, which I finally feel like I found an answer. But what the products do, because it's super specific to your needs, it really does change things. I mean, I've noticed like mood and, you know, focus and all of those things. Now I'm getting ready for this event, so I can't see that anything's working right now, but
yes.
No, I'm
like you tell me.
Yeah. So, but it's a beautiful thing. And you know, what you guys are doing is amazing, and it's truly going to save people's lives. Like that's mm-hmm. what's so phenomenal. So this technology, this science, we are so excited to share this with people. So excited to share
it. So excited just to be a part, because it really does go hand in hand with talking about the Gut Health Gut Check Summit and what you guys have going into that. I mean, 20 different experts in the field, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, I know our head of science, Dr. Sean Talbot, will be the keynote over the lunch. And it really is so encouraging just to see both Eastern and Western medicine coming together and saying, okay, this is legit. This is no longer just something that, hey, we can kind of measure, but not really, to really have the numbers behind it. I mean, and for us to be able to say, you know, even with our mood product, hey, 42% clinical studies decrease in feelings of anger, 70% reduction of stress-related symptoms. I mean, to have that in a clinical format that we can say, here, doc, you know, your doctor wants to look at it. Awesome. And they can see, it's been neat to see that the science is respected and really acknowledged by both ends of the spectrum.
I'm just so thankful you know, to have you share with us, and just really, it's amazing what you're up to and what Amari is up to. So joy to the world. And people are trying to get a hold of you. If people want more information, how do they find you?
Yeah, well, they can reach out on our work cell, which is 970-218-1118. They can reach out that way. They can also just head over to our website, which is mygutbrainaxis.com. Don't forget the my in there, my gut brain access. And they can, from there, they can do the mental wellness assessment. They can just kind of peruse and check things out. They can pull up clinicals. They can pull things up if they like that area of science. And yeah, they can reach out and we can be in touch. We're also on Instagram, you know, my gut brain access. So
I love it. And you guys will be at the Gut Check Summit. We're going to do some really cool stuff.
Yes.
Share some wonderful things and do some giveaways. So we'll make sure that everyone comes to find you there.
Yes, we'll have some goodies for everybody for sure. And again, I think whether someone is, not everyone can relate to the mental wellness word sometimes initially, and maybe they might, it might not be in their vocabulary or their wheelhouse to be thinking about the depression, anxiety area of things. But I want to encourage everyone as we're thinking about mental wellness to really think of the full spectrum of just being able to optimize how our brain is firing, how our focus is, how our drive is. And again, the side benefits are awesome. But as my husband and even Dr. Sean, I'm not sure if you do you know that Dr. Sean is an ultra Ironman? He's so humble, so he never talks about it. He's an incredible athlete. So he actually, my husband's a big mountain biker, and you know, all these guys, well, and girls, I guess, love to Strava and kind of do their, you know, their stats every ride. And my husband's mountain biking buddies have some pretty sweet testimonies of just their endurance. And I mean, just being able to dial in and set goals and reach goals. So there's just something very cool that we've not even talked about today, but being able to optimize that part of our brain and how our body responds accordingly. So
I love that. Well, let's have you back on and talk about that performance side. And then really, you know, I love the men folk, and I feel like they don't get enough, you know, energy, at least, you know, from that health perspective. And I think we should talk about men's health and how this product line really does help those guys, because, you know, I mean, they have their own journey, and this is a big deal for them too.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. And we'd love to just continue to support you with all you're doing with the Gut Check Summit. And we'll be there. We have some people coming even from out of state, actually, that'll be coming with us. And we're just excited to be there and for the awareness that you're bringing. So just encourage everyone to reach out to you, get their tickets for the summit, because it is going to be amazing.
Yes.
And if they want to reach out and connect more and talk about what we've talked about today, then I'm more than happy to connect and just be a resource. So
well,
thanks
you
so much.
Are wonderful. Thank you, my dear friend. I really appreciate you being
My pleasure. Thank you, Andrea.